Jiffy Pop podcast listeners. This is Pop of the duo Jiffy Pop. Today we welcome Shannon Miller to the show. Listen in how this veteran educator is embracing being a future-ready librarian. Enjoy.
Hello, Shannon. Thank you so much for joining me on the Jiffy Pop podcast. This is only the Jiffy. My friend Jen is actually moving today, and then she leaves for a mission trip, and then she's got some staff training, so she can't be with me today, but I want to make sure and say hello to Jen out there. And Shannon, thank you. And you are in Denver right now. Is that right?
I am in Denver right now.
Awesome. Awesome. And how does that work for you guys? Do you spend a little time in Denver and a little time in Iowa? Most of your time in Denver? I can never remember where you spend most of your time.
We spend most of our time in Iowa, and then on breaks, like summer and in like Christmas and Thanksgiving and things like that. And we try to get back every month because this is where Eric's family lives and where our home is. And then in Iowa, of course, that's where Hagen goes to school and my family is. And so we're lucky to have two places that we call.
Sure. That's really awesome. And really, really nice that you guys can get back and forth. Do you guys usually drive or do you fly?
We usually fly, but this time we drove because I have to bring a whole bunch of books and things like that back. And we've had family here. And so we don't mind the drive. It's like about 9 hours, and it's actually kind of nice. We get to chat with each other and Hagen likes
listen to books.
And yeah, we just get to enjoy each other for kind of unplug a little bit.
Nice. Yeah, there's not much Wi-Fi or cell service in some of those areas that you're traveling.
No, not at all. That's right.
Thus the unplugging, right?
Yes, thus the unplugging. It's a good time for me to, read, listen to books.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with me today. You have so much going on, and I know so many things are coming up for you this year. I wanted to kind of just start with just asking you, hey, what's new? What's going on with you?
What's new? I know. It's like the question of the week always, right?
Right.
Well, the big news this summer is that I am heading back to the Van Meter School Library in Van Meter, where I taught for 8 years. In my old role as the K-12 teacher librarian. And so I have been so excited and getting ready for everything. And I will still be one of the Future Ready Librarian spokespeople and still doing consulting and writing. And I'm writing a book actually right now, and just lots of things. Also, like, being on the road speaking and just helping other librarians around the country and around the world too. And so I'm lucky because I get to do both things and the things that I love, and I get to share what we're doing at Van Meter, but also bring back all of the things that people.
Hey, you're back.
I'm back.
I'm sorry.
Just chatting away.
No, it was perfect. You're doing exactly what I wanted you to do, is just relax and talk. And you were saying that you're in this, you're going to be in that position, but you're still going to be doing all the amazing things that you have been doing. And I think the question on every librarian in the world's mind is, how in the world are you going to do that?
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's,
yeah,
like being passionate, I think, about all of these things, and I love working. I love learning. I love creating things that not only help our kids at Van Meter and all of, the people that I might connect with, but also to think about how much like we share and how much we share online and how much I can share on my blog. And that's inspiring to me too, and motivating, because I just love being a person that can not only get ideas from other people, but also to, share those as well. And so it's motivating, but it's hard to find a balance, between all of the things that we do and all the things that we want to do, just like, we all feel all the time.
Yeah.
But I think that when you're super passionate about something, and like I said, I love working on things, and it's, I have a family as well. And so it's a good thing that I love to work at nighttime, because they take priority. And so a lot of my work happens, as I think you know, at like, you know, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, because we've had a busy, fun summer. And during the day, it's, you know, family time. And when we, you know, go on little trips, or we have things, you know, for school for Hagen, or we have something, you know, for one of our jobs or families or something. And so it is hard to find the balance. But I think when you're really passionate about something, it makes it super easy to find the time.
Well, I was in awe of you already, and now I'm going to be even more in awe. I think, are you going to have a co-teacher?
Yep,
that you're working with? Or
lucky too, because I have a teacher librarian that I'm going to work with. Her name is Jessica Robb, and she is one of the high school English teachers, language arts teachers right now at Van Meter. And so she has left that position, and she is also going to be a teacher librarian. We're going to do it together. And then she'll be teaching a couple sixth grade classes also, of reading language arts type classes at Van Meter. And she'll be starting her master's too. And so we've already started collaborating and just, you know, brainstorming ideas, and we're so excited, and it's just going to be really great, because I, being in a small district, Van Meter's only, when I was there, just over 600 people, and it's grown quite a bit in the last 3 years, but I have never in our district, or even in my time working, have had like a co-librarian, somebody. I've always had a associate named Diana, who's been at Van Meter for a long time and who is absolutely amazing. And it's been great because we collaborate a lot and we did a lot together. And now to have like another person who's also going to be in the library with us is just really going to be amazing. And that's one thing I'm super excited about too, just having, you know, someone else there. And we're fortunate because we can all be connected, you know, online through social media or through things like, you know, podcasts like this or conferences, but to have somebody actually every day is really going to make a difference.
Yeah, it's a game changer. You're right. That's exciting. I'm so happy for you, and it'll be fun to watch you back in the library. I know I've been following along on Twitter, watching you redesigning web pages and making collections and Destiny and all of the fun stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be great to watch that, you know, and I imagine you missed it a little bit, right?
I have missed a lot. And, you know, I've always been doing things, you know, creating things like, you know, talking about like collections, for example. And that's something that's been so fun this last year, to really create a lot of amazing collections. But now to see those absolutely like going over into what's happening in the Van Meter Library and have those become part of the collection that we have at Van Meter is just so great. I was working on them last night till probably like 2 a.m. And it's just so much fun, like, to see how things, you know, come together and how you know, you can create all these great things. But, you know, I think really having that voice now, that authentic voice, like being actually like, you know, on the ground now again, is really going to be great.
It is. And it's going to be fun, I imagine, for you, but also for us to, you know, to kind of experience your coming back into the fold of working every day with the kids. Just really going to be, I can just see that, you know, already just some of the things that you and I have brainstormed about. It's going to be so much fun this year. And I bet I don't know if you've seen this yet, but somebody on Twitter, somebody posted it today, and it was a guy running down an alley, and he had these kind of like jetpacks on his feet, and stuff was shooting out of his feet, and he was running down the alley, and I was kind of disappointed to read. It said, you know, me heading out of work on Friday. And I wrote back and I said, darn, I said, this is me going into work on Monday. You might want to find a job you love. And that's, you know, that's really truly how I feel going to work on not just Monday, every day. And, you know, having that place to go and experiment and fail and learn and teach and grow and all of those things.
I totally agree. I've seen things like that too online, or, you know, you talk to people and I love being home with my family in the summertime. Like, it's one of my favorite times. But, you know, I work on things all summer long, and it's fun. And I am so excited to go back. And I think being a librarian is one of those jobs, and hopefully, like, all teachers feel this way, no matter what they do, that you're just, we're so lucky because we get to work with not only amazing, like, teachers and amazing administrators and family members, but most of all these kids that we, you know, get to affect. And we are lucky because we get to work with every single one of them within our building. So that, right, I think is, I always tell people, like, it's the best job. Like, always, people ask, like, wow, a librarian? Like, what does that look like? And I'm like, you know, it's changed so much. If I'm in an Uber or I'm somewhere, like, traveling, and people don't really know, and they're like, that sounds really amazing. I'm like, yeah, we're really lucky. Yep.
It is. Yep. Yeah. It's like, it's exciting. So I think I kind of asked this question already, or I kind of know, but maybe you want to elaborate a little bit more on what are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
I think the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is just, like, really rebuilding our library program, having it be, you know, again, the heart of the school and a place that all of the kids, K-12, because we're all in one building together, and building it up not just for the kids, but for the families and the parents and everyone involved within our school. I'm excited for, you know, new things in the last 3 years. As we know, like, things change all the time. And even though Van Meter has been a one-to-one district for now, over 10 years, you know, the technology, like, thinking about augmented reality and virtual reality and claymation and just all the things that we think of that change so fast within makerspaces and libraries and education. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to, you know, really try out a lot of these things that I have seen firsthand in schools or heard people or experts or librarians share and talk about. And, you know, just like you and I brainstorming the other day, like, I can't even wait to collaborate, you know, with you. And those are the things that I've really missed is, and that's part of building the community, right, too, you know, part of making it a place, because you start doing that and you start doing these amazing things and more things and opportunities come, you know, to not only you, but especially to your kids, that, you know, that's why we're all there, and to our teachers. And it makes a huge, huge difference. And so just excited about that part and, you know, being there for the kids and everyone, and making our library and our school just really the best it can be.
Do you feel like, I was thinking about this morning, I feel like there's been kind of an evolution, at least maybe it's my perception, maybe it's always been this way, but I feel like from 5 years ago, when a lot of really good teachers were blogging, and I feel like my own personal reality is that I feel more connected than ever to people from all over the world. And I'm wondering if it's the nature of Twitter, or if it's just that we've become more open to the idea of imperfection. I feel like Twitter, it doesn't have an edit feature, which drives me crazy. And I often, you know, I find misspellings or, you know, left off letters or whatever after I send it out. But I've come to the conclusion that, you know what, it's Twitter. It's going to be okay. And people put so much more out there because of the ability to do it easily and quickly. I just wonder your thoughts as far as, like, feeling literally connected to people all over the world via, like, a blog, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, and I think that we're absolutely, like, connected to anybody that we want to be, you know, and it's great because it's, like you just said, it's this conversation that's happening, you know, and our conversations that we have are also, you know, they're not perfect and they're not always timely, and, you know, they happen, the best conversations, you know, kind of happen on the fly. And to me, that's how I feel, especially, you know, about Twitter. Like, you're constantly learning, but you're also able to, I love how you're able to ask any question and it's okay. Like, because you're not only working with this like small community just within like your own community or your own school, but you're able to branch out and like learn so many more things and ask so many more questions than we ever were. Even like, I mean, for me, like, even just 5 years ago, 6-7 years ago, you know, it's awesome, because I think we can be, it really shows how human we are, because, you know, we're all there right. for each other, and we're there to champion, but we're also there when things don't go right, or when somebody needs, you know, something or a friend, or, and it's really great to see that community. I feel the same way really about like Instagram and Facebook, because on Facebook, like we get to know, and Instagram too, we get to know each other's, you know, families and where we travel or what it looks like where we live or our school. And I think I'm a very visual person, so I love seeing that. And then the best thing is when you go somewhere and you get to meet those people. And that's the neat thing for me, is because it's opened up like so many opportunities, not just for myself, but for my family, for my daughter who lives in Belgium. And I know that you're friends with Brianna, you know, and we know everybody knows about what Hagen is doing and what Eric does. And, you know, it's great because it makes you feel like even though the world is so big, it really isn't that big. And we have so many people that care about us and so many people that share. And I think it's just a really great community that we're part of. And we're all so lucky to have that. It's probably how you and I first met.
I think, you know, I know you are so passionate about the Future Ready Librarian movement, and I saw you this summer at the Future Ready Librarian Summit, and it seems like one of the hallmark pieces of Future Ready, in my mind, is connecting and tapping into that global network of colleagues.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, that's the power behind like a movement, you know, that happens if it's whatever hashtag or whatever organization or different project that we're following. And the great thing I think about Future Ready Librarians too, when we talk about that, is that it is not just librarians, it's not just teacher librarians in school, it might be public librarians, it's teachers, it's administrators. I have parents who have joined, you know, and it's people who are passionate about libraries and the difference that libraries can make and the importance of libraries. And that's the difference that we're making. It's, you know, getting the word out there and showcasing these great stories and the great voices of people who are doing amazing things and champion for, you know, us as librarians, but most of all for what libraries can mean for our students.
Yes. I try to ask each of my guests a question, and I know that especially in the summer, I know I'm reading a lot more just stuff, kind of pulp fiction or more stuff that I'm enjoying. But I always try to ask if you have a book recommendation, and it can be either a book that you know you want to share with kids right away, or a book that you are reading for yourself that just gives you some. Adult reading pleasure that you love, because you need that too.
Oh my gosh. I'm reading so much this summer. I can't even tell you. Like, I coming back into the library, like I have a lot of books. Eric will tell you, like, she's got a little problem because every day books are delivered and I love them all and just reading so many things. And I'm reading professional. I just read, I think it's called Learning Transformed. Is that the title of, Jamie Donnelly's book on ARVR, which was awesome. Yes. I loved it. Yes. And I had a great conversation with her this week. That's been like kind of like, and in the AASL standards book, I read that this summer too. But for books like children's book, picture books, especially like books that tie into our makers, especially, you know, books that have to do with how we can tie into making and creating. And one of my favorite books that I'm going to share it on the first day is, and this one is just about going back to school and welcoming kids, but it's called All Are Welcome, and it's by Alexandra Penfold. Oh, yes. It's amazing. And so that one has been one that I think everybody should get. And then for like YA, because I have older kids as well, just been reading as much as I can. I read The Hate U Give actually again, and I just got done with Sucktown, Alaska, which was really great.
What was it called? Sucktown?
Yeah, Sucktown, Alaska, and it's a Capstone book. Yeah.
Awesome. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah, it's a great one too. So lots of good things. It's hard. I'm sitting here right now surrounded by a book about paper airplanes and about some goats that this lady dresses up called Polly and her duck costume, all kinds of things.
I feel your pain. I have a stack of YA books that is about 17 inches high.
Yeah.
And I have the books that I've been collecting for the last couple of years that are books. Some of them are professional. Some of them are just, you know, spy fiction that I love. And my wife is getting more and more upset with me, partly because I'm spending so much on books, but also we're running out of room for them.
Yes. Well,
but I think that's a good problem.
It's so fun. And because we have, I always tease Eric, because we have two homes, that means we can have lots of books. See? So, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, the final question I want to ask you, Shannon, today is, and I think everyone listening so far can probably guess what you're going to say, but is really just, what gives you joy? I like to ask that question as a way to kind of
that's a good one
to wrap up.
Well, the thing that brings me the most joy is my family, and you know, being with them and being able, you know, one great thing about being a teacher is we get to be with, you know, I think my Hagen goes to school and my other two kids went to Van Meter too, and being able to be with them, but also, as you know, Eric works in the same field in the publishing world for Capstone. Mm-hmm. So being, you know, part of, I think, all of this together, I feel just really, really lucky. And they're what bring me the most joy. And Brianna comes home soon. And so that brings me joy because she'll be back from Belgium.
For a long time or for
they're
just a little
moving,
bit?
They're moving back. So they're done with their stay there in the military, and they'll be back within the next few months. And they're actually moving to Denver, where Jaden's going to go to school and Bree will keep working.
That's great.
I know. I'm so excited. So that's what brings me joy, is to think about those
things. Sounds pretty great. I think you're going to be coming back to Denver more frequently then,
yes,
right?
I know. So exciting. I love it.
Well, Shannon, I'm excited for you for this year. I'm excited for your book that's coming out and all the adventures that you have planned for this year. And it was great to catch up with you. And I hope you'll come back and talk with us another time on the Jiffy Pop podcast.
I would love to. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And I will let you know as soon as this gets put up online, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter for our past episodes. Want to join us on the show? We'd love to have you. Email us at jiffypoppodcast@gmail.com.